Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Kabul airport bombing mastermind dead.
A measure of justice.
Another White House run for President Biden.
There's more to do, so let's finish the job.
New gun laws in Washington state.
This is a great day for the state of Washington, great victories.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The Taliban have killed the senior Islamic State group leader behind the August 2021 suicide bombing outside the Kabul airport. 13 U.S. service members and some 170 Afghans died. More from CBS's David Martin.
One of the dead was Marine Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover. His father just got a call from the Marine Corps.
Explained to us that the leader of the ISIS cell that was responsible for the bombing was killed by the Taliban.
It happened earlier this month in fighting between the Taliban and ISIS. The U.S. found out through its own intelligence sources.
President Biden makes it official. He's running again in 2024. CBS's Stephen Portnoy reports.
In a D.C. hotel ballroom, the president basked in the adulation of union leaders as he vowed to finish the job.
We made a lot of progress because of all of you. But there's more to do.
He accused Republicans of prioritizing tax breaks over government services.
They'd rather see kids and seniors struggle to eat what they need.
A CBS News poll shows just over half of Democratic-leaning voters say they're accepting of a second Biden run. Just 22% say they're excited. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
The CBS poll finds another concern among Democrats.
Among those that's sizable, almost over 4 in 10, who say he shouldn't, it's his age that they say is their number one answer. Related to that, time for someone new.
That's Anthony Salvanto, CBS News Executive Director of Elections and Surveys. Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley defends her stance on abortion, saying she's unapologetically pro-life and tells a group in Arlington, Virginia, that it's high time states attempt to reach a consensus on the issue. Haley says she can bring that to the White House.
Consensus doesn't get a lot of ratings or clicks. Hating and judging each other has become the norm instead of respecting one's personal story.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee has signed several bills meant to prevent gun violence in the state. One of the bills bans certain assault-style weapons.
It is a victory over irresponsible gun manufacturers that have been responsible for gun violence.
Stocks fall on Wall Street. The Dow closed down 345 points. The Nasdaq plunged 238. Now this.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Harry Belafonte's publicist says the award-winning actor and singer turned civil rights activist died at his New York City home today. He was 96. CBS's Steve Kathan looks back.
Harry Belafonte once described himself as the greatest actor in the world who always pretended to be a singer. That's rather modest coming from an entertainer who was quite good at both. His albums of calypso music were chart toppers in the 1950s. Films like Island in the Sun made him a star.
One of the most important fights is against tradition. This island is shackled with traditions.
But you can't tell Belafonte's life story without mentioning his social activism. It led the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. to seek his help.
And I told him at the end of that meeting that I would be in his service.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Concerns over a slowing economy and possible recession have us holding on to our cash. U.S. consumer confidence fell to 101 in April from 104 in March. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Water concerns in the heart of California. The massive snowpack that's now melting means flooding, and communities are prepping. That includes adding to a levee in Corcoran, reactivating a crisis network in the Island District of Kings County, and temporarily closing a portion of California's Yosemite National Park. Water is rising in the upper Midwest.
People living along the Mississippi River in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are preparing for the worst flooding in more than 20 years. Nicole Gleason is Public Works Director in Davenport, Iowa, where some downtown roads are being closed.
It's really becomes really difficult when we have a lot of people who try to drive in and around the flood wall. We will be blocking off roads so they can't.
The mighty Mississippi is bloated from snow melt in northern Minnesota and the Dakotas. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Colorado's governor signs legislation forcing manufacturers to give the necessary manuals, tools, parts, and software to farmers so they can fix their own machines instead of waiting for a repair person.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
B is making history again. CBS's Monica Ricks with details.
Party. Mattel announced it's debuting its first ever Barbie with Down syndrome. The company partnered with the National Down Syndrome Society to get it right, from Barbie's appearance down to her clothing and accessories. Mattel says thousands of babies are born with Down syndrome every year, and it wanted more children to see themselves when they play. The doll's part of the 2023 Fashionistas line, which champions diversity with different body types, skin tones, and disabilities. The Barbie with Down syndrome will be in stores this summer. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Strong U.S. sales helped General Motors increase its first quarter net profit 19% over a year ago. The company has raised its full-year earnings guidance on expectations that people will keep buying new vehicles. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Tuesday, April 25th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.